The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas. Classroom Shorts is a podcast recorded in the classroom where students take a break from their work to talk about art. From the campuses of El Paso Community College and the Department of Art, it's Classroom Shorts.
My name is Jesus de la Rosa, and my major is art right now.
So, Jesus, when did you start drawing?
So I started drawing, you know, ever since I was really young. You know, it's just something that comes natural. You want to create. But I would say when I started to take it serious, it was maybe my eighth grade going into ninth. It just felt more natural. You know, every time I would pick up a pencil and draw, it was always, you know, like if I knew what I was doing in some way, even though I'm sure if I were to look back at my drawings, they aren't all there, you know? And then, so I would say with my ninth grade where, I started to take it more seriously, you know, really, trying out different techniques, shading, looking at things differently.
What do you love about drawing?
There's a lot of different things that I love about drawing. My favorite type of art is surrealism. Just the ability to create something that doesn't necessarily exist, you know? You could just create anything, you know, whether it comes from a dream, a thought, you know, your imagination. You're just able to create, you know, anything. And that's what I love about it, you know, because of the fact that I love surrealism so much, where, you know, it looks realistic, but it doesn't exist, you know, whether it's, you know, from my favorite artist, Vladimir Kush, where he creates... You know, he has this one drawing where there are these two keys. It's a part of a bigger drawing, and they're body figures, you know, about these people, you know. Yeah, so it's so interesting. It's just, you could create anything, and that's what I love about it.
Why is drawing important in general?
In general, I believe it's important. It's like an escape from reality, you know, being able to relieve stress from, you know, work, from anything, you know, anything that you have to do. It's just a way to separate yourself from reality. Just able to just come up with anything. It's really relaxing. You know, you just put on some music and pick up a pencil and a paper. You don't even have to be good at it. What I mean by that is just express something, you know, just throw something on there, whatever comes to mind, you know, whether it's a bunch of scribbles or anything. That's why it's important, in my opinion, just the ability to use it as a stress reliever. A way to escape from reality.
How does drawing benefit your life outside of art?
It benefits me in a way, like I said, being able to use it to escape. I've actually sold some artwork too, so it's benefit me that way where I'm able to make a little bit extra money. Not that that's what I do it for, but it's nice. You know, it's a good feeling. And so, yeah, it's just the way it benefits me. You know, being able to, I have a really nice desk that my grandfather gave me. And I don't know where he got it from. I don't know if it was an older one. Cause he draws also. He likes to draw.
So you come by it naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And so I have this huge desk. I'm pretty sure it's worth something because of the way it's made. You know, it's real wood and it opens and closes and it's amazing. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it comes naturally. I just sit on my desk. I have some speakers. I play music. I'm able to escape reality for a bit. What do you love about it?
I can't remember a time when I didn't love art. I figured out in elementary that I could make drawings and trade them for things. So I'd make drawings and sometimes get these really cool marbles because when I was a kid, everybody played marbles. I would say, hey, I'll make you a drawing if you give me that marble, and they would. Or sometimes it was for the extra fries at lunch. I'd say, I'll draw you something if you'll give me those fries. But what I love about art is that sometimes I can express things that aren't there. In art, it's okay if the sky's purple. It's because as artists, we can ask, what if, you know? And this is what artists like to do. They like to rearrange the world as they see it.
Yeah.
And art gives you that opportunity.
Definitely. And, you know, I always feel like an artist will see things differently than somebody else. You know, you see the values on the floor, the way the light hits, the way you know, it reflects off certain things like that. Actually, where I work, it's a place where we have flooring, whether it's tile, wood, stone. And so that helps me a lot too with the design aspects. You know, a lot of people come in here not knowing what, you know, what they want to do. And, you know, they just have an idea. I like this color. So I'm able to get a color that goes with it.
That's the beauty of art, the design principles.
Right. Like I said, you know, the design aspects. It's able to transfer over to many different things.
There's so many people in the world, commercially, I would say, that businesses and all that don't have design experience or knowledge, and you can tell.
You can, even as something as simple as a logo. It's just something that I feel like will benefit many people, you know. Being able to at least appreciate art, you know, for what it is and the amount of work that goes into it.
What's your favorite aspect of this drawing class? This is drawing two.
So what I would have to say stands out is it's getting me out of my comfort zone with what I like to use. I'm very comfortable and I like to use color pencil. That's my go-to. It's safe. You know, I'm able to control it. So when it came to using charcoal, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was intimidated, I was afraid, I didn't know what I was getting myself into because I hadn't used it in such a long time. You know, I really felt like I was going back to the basics of using value, using different techniques, whether it's light to dark, dark to light, erasing, and now going into ink. It's another thing that I've never actually used before, and it's something that it could be intimidating, but as long as you go back to the techniques of, you know, and learning something new. And another thing that I really appreciate about this class is the fact that if it's a mistake, it's okay. You know, because you could easily crumble it up in a couple of seconds, throw it out and start fresh.
That's right. Nothing's sacred.
Yeah.
Except for the place you make art.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Which doesn't count in art school, but. Hey, you've got your grandfather's desk, and that is a sacred place.
Yeah, that's something I'm probably going to keep for the rest of my life. Yeah, something that I'll always have there, something that, you know, it's one of my prized possessions.
Yeah, excellent.
Definitely, yeah. Another thing that is just I'm learning so much more that I need to just get myself out there more, push myself. Like I said, don't be afraid to embrace those challenges.
Yeah.
When it comes to tackling any kind of art, because, you know, like we've heard other students here where I don't want to go too dark because of this, or I don't want to go too light because of it, you know? So just do it. Go for it.
That's exactly the mindset you have as an artist, to just explore. You learn about yourself as much as you learn about the world you live in. And I learned something about you this morning, that you are interested in possibly teaching art.
Of course. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I feel like, you know, I've always believed that depending on what kind of teacher you have, you're going to either really start to like the subject or not, you know. And of course, I mean, it comes with also understanding and how comfortable you are. For example, with math, you know, maybe you don't like it at all, but your teacher was really nice. So you want to really try now, you know, and that's just my opinion. So I had some really great art teachers in high school, and, you know, they really always liked what I did. They were always interested in it. I actually went on a trip to Santa Fe for art class in high school. It was really great experiencing that. It was during that time in high school where I was like, okay, I think I want to teach art now. You know, it's something, you know, again, it's very challenging. I understand there's things to it, but it's, again, going for that challenge and wanting to do it, getting out of my comfort zone, you know, again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, nice.
How was it for you when it comes to teaching art?
I had a similar experience. I took a long detour before I got back to teaching art. But my uncle taught art. He would teach me on the side, you know, at home or when I'd go see him and things like that. And he was funny and he was good and at art, and he you know, he really challenged me to do things and always encouraged me. And so, like you, in a way, I thought that was always, that's how I really, having that support, just kind of kept art in my life, even though I went on to school to do engineering and telecommunications, and I did that for 22 years. And then I decided, sitting behind a desk one day, why am I doing this? You know, so I went back to school, so I could teach. And I have to say, we need good teachers, you know, passionate teachers who are as interested in passing on what they know to students as they are making their own art. And, you know, if you have a passion for teaching and you have a passion for art, you're going to find they're kind of in competition one of these days, not just for time, because, you know, one or the other pulls you, for the love of it, because passing on knowledge and helping others gain stronger skills, improve their vision, it's that feels like the same kind of reward as when you make something beautiful and you're proud of it.
Another thing that I would like to add is I have a younger brother. He likes art as well. So when he was younger, we would draw all the time. And I guess I picked up on it really quick. And he was more about, you know, he would draw too, but he didn't like what he was coming up with. You know, he'd compare it with mine. He'd look at it. And it would always, it was something that wouldn't encourage him that much, you know. And, you know, I would sit down and talk with him and let him know, you know, like not to be afraid, you know, even like, cause that's what you feel essentially, you know, whatever you put down on that paper. And I always embrace that, you know. I always told him, you know, you don't even have to be like, you know, because if you compare yourself to like a professional artist where it's like down to the technicality of it, you're going to get discouraged. You know, you're going to feel like you're not good enough and this and that. And so, you know, after talking with him and, you know, just telling him, you know, show me what you're coming up with and this and that, he has a whole bunch of canvases in his room right now. He does all kinds of like different kind of paint and stuff like that. And it looks great. And he's very comfortable with it now. Because he's also into fashion, and so he paints on his shoes sometimes, or he'll do this, and it looks really good.
Fashion design is design.
Yeah.
Know? It is. It's art. Mm-hmm. It uses the same elements and principles, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it all comes down to, like, the roots of it being art. But, yeah, it felt really good to have him now being comfortable with whatever he was creating, you know.
That's what you'll be doing teaching.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I just wanted to ask you, too, something. What inspires you when it comes to creating art and
invention, you know, something
mm-hmm.
new,
mm-hmm.
something I haven't seen before. When an artist takes me somewhere I haven't been before, for example, and this is true, your charcoal drawing. I have not been personally in my life, and mm-hmm. that's been many decades.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that point of view of looking at hands in that kind of light, playing a piano. I myself have looked down as I play the piano, but I've never had that point of view in that kind of light, and I love going places like that. And I think that's the power of art, and that's what I appreciate, someone taking me somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Something I haven't seen before. How about you?
For me, it could literally be almost anything, like that charcoal drawing, going back to it. When I had, you know, explained to the class that what had inspired me was my girlfriend's writing, you know, reading it, you know, she's very, you know, she uses imagery a lot, so she's really good at capturing that. And, you know, as I'm reading through the poem, the story that she wrote, I'm able to envision things in my head of what I think it looks like, you know. And that's another thing that I like, you know, just, you know, being able to look at things in your own mind. And so I had this image in my head that I couldn't get out. So I don't know where I was at, but I know I wasn't close to my sketchbook or my desk. If I remember correctly, I just had a scrap piece of paper. I wanted to capture that moment. I drew it there until I finally was able to go back to my desk and draw it and lay it out. And, you know, because I couldn't get that image out of my head. Yeah, and then not just that, but I mean, music will inspire me as well. You know, hearing a certain, you know, maybe a certain guitar sound, you know, make you know, that moving you to capture like some sort of atmospheric, you know, look that, you know, you try to make. And you know, like you said as well, you know, the invention of creating just something new that, you know, that doesn't exist, a different perspective that people maybe don't look at every day, you know, just having somebody to look at and get inspired with, you know. I definitely, you know, I appreciate all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think we pretty much covered it here. You know, it was a great conversation.
Yeah. Well, Jesus, thank you so much for this. And, of course, we're recording from the drawing classroom. It's a pleasure having you in class.
Thank you for having me. It was you know, my first time doing this, so something new, something that I could say experienced.
This is actually the first time I've done this too, so
awesome. So
I think we did great.
Yeah, same here.